小造客综合阅读，完形填空题。 Mr. Green worked in a factory in a big town. He liked fishing very much and was very good at it. 格林先生呢，在一个镇子上的工厂里面工作。由于我们看到后面 he liked 是过去时，所以这里的 work 要使用过去时 worked。他呢非常擅长钓鱼 ，be good at something 或者是 be good at doing something 表示擅长做某事。When he was free, 当他空闲的时候 ，he went down to the small river behind the factory and tried to catch some fish. When he was free, 这里的 free 指的是空闲的时候，得空的时候呢，他就会来到工厂后面的这条小河边 and try to catch some fish, 试图呢去钓一些鱼。一定要注意，鱼是可数名词啊，它是属于鱼鹿绵羊都不变的这一类的。那当然呢 some 也是既可以修饰可数也可以修饰不可数的。But he couldn't catch many, 但是呢他却钓不到许多鱼 because the water, was dirty.是因为呀，水太脏了。这里面需要一个引导原因状语从句的连词 because。Then one summer he went to the seaside during his holidays and stay at a small cheap hotel. 然后有一个夏天，他去海边啊，也是去度假。然后呢，他就待在了一所便宜的小旅馆里。On the first day he caught a big fish.在第一天，具体某一天的早中晚，我们一定要用 on。那么捕鱼啊，要用 catch a fish， 要使用它的过去式，就是 caught。And was very happy， 他非常的开心。He gave the fish to the hotel， 于是呢，他把这条大鱼交给了小旅馆。The cook cooked the fish for all the guests。那么厨师呢为大家做了这条鱼，一定要注意啊 ,cook 是名词讲的话那就是厨师，当动词讲呢就是在后面变成过去式过去分词加 ed， 而我们所学过的 cooker 那个叫做厨具。Guests 指的是客人。And they enjoy it very much， 大家呀非常喜欢这条鱼，也就是做得非常美味。After that, he did this every day. 这之后呢，他就每天这样做，也就是钓到鱼给这个小旅馆。好，那么一到五 ，B 四 D A C B 六到十 ，A C C A A。阅读理解 A 篇。Today is the big day for Lily. 说今天对于 Lily 而言可是一个 big day， 叫做大日子。She's finally leaving the hospital after a long illness. 说在病了很久之后，她终于可以出院了。Her husband, Clark, is pushing her in a wheelchair. 她的丈夫克拉克正用轮椅推着她。They say goodbye to the nurses as they pass by on their way to the hospital. 那么他们正在对护士们说再见。当他们在回去的路上 ，on their way to hospital， as they pass by， pass 那指的是什么呀？路过、经过啊。Lily was ill for more than 6 weeks， 说呀 ，Lily 生病啊已经有六个多星期了。The doctors were not sure about her illness， 一开始呢，医生并不很清楚她的这个病情。At first, they thought that she needed an operation. 起初呢，他们都认为她是需要做手术的。Finally, after many tests, 最后经过了许多次测试 ,the doctors gave her some new medicine. 医生们给了她一些新药。Now, she's nearly well. 她呢，很快就是几乎就要康复了。第一题 ,the story took place in the hospital.Took place 叫做发生，就相当于 happen。 他说这个故事是发生在医院里的，正确。第二个 Lily was ill for over 6 weeks， Lily 生病有六个多星期了。课文原文用的是 more than， 我们这里面用 over 是完全可以的，所以这个也是正确的。第三个 At first the doctors thought they should operate on her， 那么起初呢医生们认为要给她做手术，正确。 这是从我们的第二段的第二句话 At first they thought that she needed an operation 找到的。第四句 After an operation, the doctors gave her some new medicine. 说手术之后医生给了她一些药。那我们可以看到医生由于发现呢经过了很多次测验她完全可以吃药康复就没有做手术。所以第四题是错误的。第五个 Lily is okay now. Lily 现在已经康复了就是后面的最后一句话 She's nearly well. 所以正确答案 TTTFT。好我们再来看 B 篇的阅读理解。A rich young man decided that he would like to do some diving in the sea. 说一个有钱的年轻人他决定要去海里面潜水。So he took some lessons at a diving school. 因此呢他在潜水学校呢报了一些课程。He bought a diving suit for himself. 他给他自己呢买了一件潜水衣。Then one day he walked into the water by himself and began to dive in the sea. 于是有一天他就步行来到了河边开始去海里面潜水。He saw a lot of beautiful fish and other things. 他看到了许多美丽的鱼以及其他的东西。And then half an hour, 过了半个小时, he suddenly saw a man waving his arms and legs around widely near the bottom of the sea. 突然间他看到一个人在冲他挥舞着胳膊和腿然后呢在这个海底就是这个他看到有一个人在海底大力的。挥舞着胳膊和腿。The man was wearing only a swimming suit. 而这个男人呢他只穿了一件救生衣游泳衣。The rich young man was very surprised to see him. 这个年轻的就是这个富有的年轻人 be surprised to, 就是很惊讶他很惊讶地看到他。So he took out a plastic notebook and a special pencil.于是他拿出了一个塑料笔记本和一支特制的铅笔 ,special, 叫做特殊的 ,which could write underwater and wrote. 这个是干什么用的呢是可以在水下写字用的。What are you doing here? He showed the notebook to the other man. 他写上了一句你在这儿干什么呀转而把这个小本子拿给就是刚才挥舞着胳膊和腿的那个人。Who then took the pencil and wrote?Joining, 然后呢对面的这个人写的是什么我溺水了所以他刚才的那个表现是什么呀是 help, help, 是求助救命的啊。好第一题 What did the rich young man want to do? 这个富有的年轻人想要干什么呢他想学潜水所以要选 2B, diving, 看好不能选 A, 这两个词别看混了 driving 那是开车。第二题How did he prepare himself for this? 那他为了潜水是怎么做准备的呢 ?A, 他说的是买了一件游泳衣 ,B, 他去上了游泳课 ,C, 他买了游泳衣和这个和潜水衣 ,4, 他什么都没有做那我们要知道先去上个课对吧因为 he took some lessons at a diving school. 第三题 ,What did he first see at the bottom of the ocean? 说他在海底看到了什么他先看到了什么这个 first 一定要画上他先看到了我们说了 he saw a lot of beautiful fish and other things, 所以应该是有 A, 对吧 ?some fish, 这是最先看见的。第四题 ,what did he see later? 然后他看见了什么呢他看到了 a man with a bathing suit, 一个穿着什么呀泳衣的男人在向他求助所以选 C。第五题 ,What was the man doing? 这个男人在干什么四 D, 这是我们根据最后一句话找到的 ,joining, 溺水了。首字母填空 ,Once there were three old men. 说呀以前有三个老人 ,they were rather forgetful 就是健忘他们相当的健忘。They always forgot what they were doing. 他们总是会忘记自己正做的事情。Forgot 要使用过去时因为我们前面也用的是 they were. One day, one of them said, 其中有一个人说道 I always forget if I should put something in or take something out of the fridge as soon as I open this door. 他说呀，我总是会忘记 我是否要把东西放进冰箱还是拿出冰箱 as soon as， 这是一个固定搭配，就是一怎么怎么样，我一打开冰箱门就忘了是要把东西放进去呢还是要拿出来呢，这么看我们就知道了 out 它的反义词第三个空就应该填 in。 The second old man said with a smile on his face， 而第二个老人脸上洋溢着笑容 smile 啊，说道，I often ask myself if I have just come upstairs or I'm going downstairs when I'm standing at the landing. 这个老人说，我经常会问我自己，我到底是要上楼 or 还是要下楼呢？当我站在楼梯上的时候。啊，这是根据第就是刚才我们填的那个第三个小空 in 后面也是用 or 这个来确定的。I am much more forgetful than both of you. 而第三个老人就说到了 ,much 是修饰比较等级啊 ,than both of you,both 是两者啊两者都。他说我比你们两个人更加的健忘 ,said the last old man. 那最后一个老人说道 ,and he knocked at the table. 于是呢他就敲了敲桌子。Then he turned to the other two men and asked. 然后呢他转向另外两个人问道Who just knocked at the table? 是谁刚才敲桌子来着？好，第一个 man 复数 men， 第二个 forgot， 第三个 in， 第四个 soon， 第五个 smile， 第六个 or， 第七个 much， 第八个 both， 第九个 last， 第十 who。好，这一周的综合阅读就到这里。